Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios in beautiful downtown Edwardsville, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 3, show number 12, recorded Monday, April 25th, 2022. Thanks, as usual, to partners Cassin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, Oak Brook Golf Club, and Rosenthal License and Title Services. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip. Show 12 for Season 3 is eclectic. We're going to begin tonight with an entrepreneur, an accountant turned entrepreneur slash running enthusiast in Jen Schaller from Runwell. Guest number 2 is Mespe winner for 4A Basketball Player of the Year from Belleville East, Jordan Pickett, and his coach, Jeff Creek. And guest number 3 is a football player, tennis player, and ski jumper, a nationally ranked water ski jumper. So there is a little bit of something for everybody in this show. 3 things you can do to help. Number 1, subscribe to this podcast. It's free and you love it. And number 2, follow us in all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and check us out on YouTube. And if you have a story idea, please email me at mespdave@gmail.com. And remember, you can nominate your favorite team for Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Metro East Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school team, a high school team, you name it. To nominate a team of the month, send your suggestion to mespdave@gmail.com. Please put team of the month in the subject line. All right, guest number 1. Welcome to the show, Jen Schaller.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Big fan of the show.
Thanks. You've heard about the show because we've had your employees, at least one of your employees on the show. Hannah.
Yes.
Great Hannah Miser.
Hannah.
Isn't she fantastic?
Little rock star.
For sure.
Yeah, she's a great employee too. I mean, just
I knew
the
that.
Best. Yep.
Okay, let's talk about Runwell first because there's a bunch to talk about with you. But let's talk about the store located on North Main Street in Edwardsville, right across from where we sit right now. It took you like 10 seconds to walk here.
It did.
So what is Runwell?
Runwell is a running specialty store. We also have a coaching center. The vision for Runwell was to have a community center for active people and, buy something from us so we can keep all the fun going. We have weekly events. We have a racing team. We actually have a podcast that we started during the pandemic so that everyone would know, hey, there's a bunch of people out there, you know, doing cool stuff in the middle of a pandemic, while the rest of us are sucking our thumb in the fetal position.
So your podcast comes out how often? You said you've done like 12 episodes?
Because some of them are part 1 and part 2. Some of them are long. We just want to, you know, kind of tell the whole story. So we're about to drop episode 7.
Okay.
About every other month or so.
Okay.
We'll drop one.
So at Runwell today, if I go in your store, I'm going to see a whole wall of running and walking shoes and all kinds of apparel and a treadmill and all kinds of nutritional stuff too.
Yes. So what makes us special is really our service. We do a foot pronation analysis that we can really hone in on the best footwear for your biomechanics. So we're all built differently. Some people need support, some don't. So we put people on the treadmill. We'll have you walk or run if you're going to be running in the shoes. We have an app so that we can really hone in on whether or not you need support, and if so, how much. So it's really the service. It's that next level. You know, you don't just come to the wall and point at shoes typically. I mean, you can. We've got a lot of great looking shoes, but right. Normally, we want to know what you're doing in the shoes. How, you know, are you going to be on hard surfaces, long hours? You running, walking, hitting the gym, and then we can really hone in on what's best for the customer.
What are the brands that you specialize in? Just all of them, or are there some that you feature?
Oh, we have a lot of top brands, the best quality footwear, apparel, accessories out there. We want the high technical stuff, best quality. We sell a ton of Brooks running. Hoka is really out in the forefront. And then On Running, which is a newer brand, Swiss engineered, which, you know, they're doing a lot of marketing. And
it's
so,
called On, not On Cloud?
It's On Running, but all of their names of their shoes are Cloud. So Cloud Flow, Cloud X, Cloud Venture, and that's their technology, is the cloud element that's their underneath
On
the foot.
Running.
Yep.
Okay. What I think is cool is your journey and how you became obsessed with running and fitness. Go ahead.
Well, that is true. That's a good way to put it. I am slightly obsessed. And I started running. I went to SIUE at my undergrad, and I'm a freshman, and I took a class called Jogging 101. And it took, you know, it was just everyday people, and they, you know, kind of took you through this running journey. And I took it with my roommate. I was hooked. She wasn't. I, you know, every day we had running class. I was stoked. I was beating people. It was, you know, it was just a super fun class. And from there, I just, you know, kept going. And
how much sports background did you have before Jogging 101 at SIUE?
Very little. I played volleyball. I was the secret weapon in volleyball in middle school. And that was really it.
Where are you from?
I went to Collinsville High School, and then I live in Maryville, so then got my undergrad at SIUE. So I've always been in this area, and this is my town, and to have a running store in this town just means so much to me. So this is a great community.
I think it's cool how much of yourself you put into the store and how community and civic-minded you are. It's not just some store you opened up where you're going to see, you know, what kind of numbers you can create, but it really seems like a passion for you. But you didn't go from SIUE to Runwell. First, you were in corporate America.
I was.
But yep. You were still running avidly during that time as a CPA.
Yes. I really feel like that saved me from stroking out because it was a high stress job, corporate tax. I did that for 14 years. I was a CPA. Loved it, but then I was in a car accident, had a lot of trouble sitting at a desk, long periods of time, headaches, a lot of pain. But I would notice on the weekends that I didn't have all the headaches, and so I started figuring out I need to maybe off-ramp my career and do something different because I can't physically sit at this desk and think about these complex transactions, billions of dollars, with a splitting headache. So that's when I started thinking, you know what? I just want to go be everything for the runner, walker, and active individual. I had been a running coach evenings and weekends out of the park since 2004. So I had already coached hundreds of individuals. I coached my dad, and that's really where I got a passion for coaching. You know, he'd email me, "Hey, coach, what am I doing today?" And, you know, I trained him for a 10K. So, you know, I'd already coached all these individuals, so I just rented a little storefront and went for it. Cashed out my entire retirement, took every penny I had, and paddled out to my Runwell Island and burned my boat.
And that was how many years ago?
Almost 9 years ago.
That's such a cool story. You really put it out there.
Oh, yeah.
But you weren't going to allow yourself to fail because you had the work ethic and you knew and you understood business. You got the back end of business. That's your forte.
Right.
So how did you learn about marketing and the front end?
So, you know, marketing is a challenge because I went to SIUE. I'm old. So there was no social media when I got my undergrad. I had one marketing class. I just didn't, you know, I didn't get a lot from it, because everything is different now. So that was kind of trial by error. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, I wasted some money there. Oh, let me try this, you know, and then you kind of hone in on what works.
Yeah.
Figure it out. You know, I am a quick learner. I can pick up stuff. So I just, you know, you had to learn the marketing side, and marketing is, it's endless. You know, you can't, okay, I did some marketing. Now I'm going to sit back and have some customers. oh, now I don't have any customers because you stopped marketing. It's, you know, it has to be perpetual and you've got to hit the right person. You can't just be slinging mud all the time. You need this, you know, kind of arrows. So it, that was kind of the hardest part, I think, is reaching the people and letting them know, hey, we have this amazing store, you know, that nobody knows about down here in Edwardsville. So.
And you told me that you would run to work.
Yes, that's my favorite.
That's like 8.5. And you tell me it was 8.5 miles?
One way, yeah.
So you're running to and from work.
Yep, run to work, work all day on my feet, and then run home from work and sleep like a baby.
That is crazy. How about now? How many miles a week? I mean, are you injured right now? You told me you might have had an injury maybe a month ago or so.
You know, I'm hoping to have the comeback of, you know, an epic comeback of a lifetime this year. So, yep, I'm bouncing back to running. You know, when I'm healthy and happy, I'm about 60 to 70 miles a week.
60, 70 miles a week. Okay, so if you can't run right now, what are you doing to replace that? Oh, can you row? Can you bike? What can you do?
Yep. If I can't run, honestly, I don't really like to do anything. I don't want to do anything. I'm, you know, just doing it so it'll help my running. I'm really only a runner. Like, people have all these other, you know, hobbies they like. I'm just a runner, basically. I'll cycle, yoga, strength training. Yeah. I'm doing all of that. But I cannot get my heart rate up the way I can with running. So it's just not satisfying to me.
What I think is cool is that we have three very health-centric, healthy, female-owned businesses back-to-back-to-back right in Edwardsville on Main Street. And there may be more with you, Source Juicery.
Yes.
And Vive Yoga Studio.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
We need like a women's health and wellness podcast.
That would be great.
Put together by these three businesses. I think that would be fantastic. I think that would be really cool. Okay, what advice do you have for people who are sitting listening to this thinking, I don't ever run? What's your advice for those people to start a running journey? Should they start a running journey?
Well,
running/walking journey.
Definitely. Well, we all have to stay moving. We got to move our bodies. That's the healthiest way, just to stay active, remain active. Take that first step, start walking, because that starts to create those adaptations. You're not just going to go out and run a mile. And then you build tiny little pieces of running into the walk. So maybe you add 60 seconds of running in the middle of your, you know, 20-minute walk or something, and just start building up very slowly so the body can make adaptations. I'm going to tell everybody, the human body was made to run. The length of our legs, we have shock absorption in our feet. We have the ability to tap into stored fat for fuel. We can cool our bodies through sweat. I think we need to take running back. A lot of us were told, oh, go sit down, you'll hurt yourself. But really, the sitting is what's hurting us. So I would encourage you to take that first step. You can always come by Runwell. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. I'll help you get started. So
provide some coaching.
Definitely.
You have coaching available in the store, and you've got the weekly runs.
We do. We have weekly group runs open to everyone. Some people go 2 miles. We have walkers, run walkers. It's anywhere from 2 to 6 miles. It's free, open to everyone. It's a fun group. We go year round. So if it's raining, if it's dark, bring a headlight. We're out there.
Wow.
Yep, we're going.
Support group.
Definitely. That's your midweek accountability. We're there.
What times and days and where do you meet?
So we meet at Runwell, 6:30 p.m. every Wednesday, year round. We are kicking off it's called the Goshen Pace Series, and that's going to kick off on May 14th. And then you can sign up with a pace group and hold a particular pace for a run. And we have a 3 mile or a 10 mile. And then when you get back, we have a pancake machine and hot coffee. So, and that is $5 to drop in for that. But then you can have a group, have someone at your pace.
And cool. And if you want to know more about the schedule or you want to check out more about the store, check out wheredoyourunwell.com for the complete schedule for the drop-in runs. What's the future for Runwell?
We are going to turn everyone into avid fitness enthusiasts, running, walking. We're just going to take over the world. We want everybody to join us. It's a lot of fun. It's a great community. We have the best trails around with the MCT trails.
We do.
So, we definitely want to keep doing what we're doing and hopefully just tell more people about us so we can just bring them into the fold and join us.
That's an awesome store. And we have an awesome running community here.
We really do.
In Edwardsville and in the Metro East.
Definitely.
I think those bike trails are huge. They make a really big difference. And I think in terms of your store, you're not just selling shoes. You're making sure that people get the right shoe with all the technology that you use to assess their pronation.
Exactly. We don't want to just sell someone a shoe. We want to sell them the right shoe. We want them to be successful in whatever their activity is, or if they're just working all day on their feet, they need to be in the right shoe. So that's what's most important.
Jen Schaller, run well. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, we're going to talk to 4A Basketball Player of the Year from Belleville East, Jordan Pickett, and his coach, Jeff Creek, who has been gracious enough to come to us tonight. But before we get to that, I want to talk about Oak Brook Golf Club. Located northeast of Edwardsville, Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility. Their goal is to offer the highest quality golf experience for a reasonable fee. Oak Brook is consistently recognized for awards such as friendliest staff, best course to host a fundraiser, and best senior scramble in the bi-state area. From fundraisers to leagues to instruction to an afternoon out on the links by yourself, the Brook wants to win your business. I've personally played and hosted multiple golf scrambles there, and I can attest, Mike Surrey and his staff are the best. To book your tee time or to start organizing your next fundraising scramble, give them a call at 656-5600 or check them out online at oakbrookgc.com. All right, Lancer basketball men, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Appreciate you.
So, Jordan Pickett, MESBY winner for 4A Player of the Year. But before we get to all the great things that Jordan can do on the court, I want to talk about the season this year, Coach. 19-12, 7-5, fourth place in a loaded Southwestern Conference. What's your takeaway, or how would you describe this season?
It was a solid season for us. And, yeah, the Southwestern Conference is always tough. We had East St. Louis, and who was great, and then Collinsville was on like a 17-18 game win streak. And it's always well-balanced, so Fallon was really good as well. But we gave away, I feel like, a couple games that we probably could have gotten. Probably could have finished 9 wins in the Southwestern Conference. But we really came on at the end, and I thought we were playing our best basketball towards the end of the year.
That's what I noticed, too, because you had a 2-point loss in your last game of the year to Collinsville in overtime.
Yes.
So, to me, you closed that gap throughout the season and improved as a program throughout the year. Is that what you felt like also?
Yeah, and we played East St. Louis the last regular season Southwestern Conference game. At East St. Louis, we lost by 2, and we were up by 9 at one point in that game. So, I thought our two best games we played all year just happened to be losses, where when we played Collinsville at the end of the year and then East St. Louis. But the kids started coming together and really getting a lot more experience, and it's going to be a good sign for next year.
So that was going to be one of my questions later on, was what are your expectations for next year? But it sounds like you got some confidence.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of kids some experience at a younger age that I think is going to benefit us. We're only losing 2 seniors, so and of course we've got Jordan coming back. We got 2 or 3 starters. Antoine Wilson came on a lot at the end of the year. And just some other kids really stepped in and took on a bigger role towards the end of the year that are coming back, and we're excited.
All right, let's talk to the player of the year, the 4A player of the year, Mr. Pickett. Congratulations on a great season. Did you feel like this was the season you were going to have?
Yes, I really prepared for it a lot. I really wanted it to happen, so for pretty much, yeah, I expected it.
When you say you prepared for it, what did you do to get ready for this season? Was this lifting, shooting? What did you do?
Well, me and Coach Creek getting into the gym like a lot, like every morning, like he was there for me. Like when COVID was going on, we were still getting in the gym. Like during the COVID season, we was in the gym. During the summer, we was in the gym. Like all the time, we was in the gym. Like before the season, we was in the gym. But we stayed in the gym, and we just knew like it was gonna be like on me to be a big part of the team to keep it going and stuff like that. And we knew we lost a lot of seniors last year, so we just wanted to, like, you know, keep it going.
Okay, so I'm not a basketball guy. I played basketball when I was a kid up through 9th grade, but I watched some of your videos, and I would describe you as a 6'2 shooting guard who can create and shoots well off the screen and likes to play defense. Am I far off?
Nah.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
What's your strength? What are you best at? Shooting it?
I think I'm best at getting to the rim. But a lot of times I did shoot it, but I think I'm real strong and capable of getting to the rim.
I did notice that also. You were good at finishing, rebounding, and finishing beneath the rim. Coach, he plays bigger than he is, right? Is that what you coach? Is that coach speak?
Yeah, and he's got that killer instinct that you need to be a great player. And he sells himself short. You got to understand about Jordan Pickett. We get done with the season last year. The next day he was calling me wanting to get in the gym at 6 in the morning before school started. So he always wants to do that. Then he goes and he does the Vertimax training for his jumping ability. He's always wanted to get in the weight room. He's built this work ethic that's really unmatched, and he just loves the game, and that's what kind of propels him to be one of the best players around.
You love it? You love ball?
Yeah, I love it.
You're all about ball?
Yeah.
How long? Your whole life, have you loved it?
Yeah, I started, like, playing basketball, like, 7. I played football first, so football, like, it really was my first love. So I think that's why I'm so, like, aggressive and, like, I love contact, so.
No more football, though?
Nah, not no more. I don't know. I don't know. They've been trying to get me to come out and play. I've been thinking about it, though.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about playing football.
Okay. What are your basketball goals for next year with the Lancers and beyond?
I really just, like, this is going to sound far-stretched, but I really want to win state. Like, you know, West done it twice back-to-back. I think it's time for East to get them one because I think we will deserve it. I think it's time for us to get one, and I know Coach Creek deserves it, so I'm ready to bring one back to East.
Good for you for not being afraid to put your big dreams out there. Good for you. What's it like playing for Coach Creek?
Well, it's fun. Like, he put a lot of trust in me, and he really gave me the keys this year. He really just, like, gave me a lot of trust. And it's fun because I didn't know him for a minute because, you know, my brother, he coached my brother when my brother was there his freshman year. So it's just, I've known him forever. So it just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like one of them coaches that's always been there. So it's fun playing for him.
What are you going to remember from this season?
I'm going to remember a lot. I'm going to remember, like, all them tough losses we had and, like, stuff we went through and trials and tribulations that's just going to make me and my teammates better for next year. So I just can't wait.
Okay, so you're motivated. You're in the weight room at 6 o'clock. You want to shoot all the time. You're bugging Coach Creek to get you in the gym and get you time for your training. Are you also trying to take the other kids on your team with you? Are you trying to motivate them to have your work ethic too?
Yeah, at first it was just me and her, but now we got a few of the other guys that come in the morning and they come and shoot with us. So I think it's like I said, we talk about it all the time. Like, the whole team really determined. We ready to try to – you know, when state, we really locked in. And we talk about it all the time. We all want this really bad.
Are you the leader on the team?
Yes, sir.
Is that a role that you enjoy?
It is. It is.
What's it like coaching this kid?
Oh, it's great coaching him. Like I said, I've known Jordan since he was in the probably third or fourth grade. And he's just always been a worker. He's always loved the game, and he always puts the team first, which is a good thing. I mean, he's like family to me. All these kids are like family to me. And that's what's one thing about this group. They get along off the court as well. Like, I mean, you can just see the chemistry that they have. But they still look to Jordan. And that's what I'm always – I mean, I get on Jordan more than anybody because I know he's got to be at the pinnacle of his – or he's just got to be at the best because all the other kids are going to look up to him of what he's doing and how he's working. And he's done a great job. I mean, he's been starting since his freshman year. But he really took on that leadership role this year, which benefited us a lot as a team.
All right, I want to hear about your basketball goals and your other goals beyond high school. And I want to hear about how you got your start in coaching, Coach. But first, if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or the Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blasting Games are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing, and they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blastinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. Let's start with you, Jordan. Beyond high school, do you have basketball aspirations?
Yeah, I do.
What do you want to do?
I want to go as far as I can go. You know, I just really, you know, it's guys like Jordan Goodwin and Malcolm Hill who, you know what I'm saying, they in the league right now, and they really inspire me a lot. And I just want to be that for kids who are younger than me. And those guys, they always look out for me. They text me, stuff like that all the time. And I just want to be that way, like a role model for somebody who's younger than me. And I got a brother who play college basketball, but, you know, I think he could easily go to overseas and play. And I just want to be the same way. I just really want to inspire somebody younger than me to go hard and, like, reach out there and help the next guy that's underneath him.
Giving back. Cool. All right, Coach Creek, how did you wind up coaching basketball at Belleville East High School?
Well, I went to Belleville East, and when I graduated school, I got a job there, and Doug McCrary was the head coach, and that's who I played for. So I was an assistant for him, and then Ray Hoffman took over, and I just kept coaching, and then I coached JV for Coach Schroeder, Abel Schroeder, and then when he decided to resign, I went for the head coaching job and got it. And, I mean, it's what I wanted to do the whole time. That was the goal from the start, was being a head coach, and I wanted to be a head coach at Belleville East because that's where I'm from, that's where I went to school, and that's where I want to be at. And really a dream come true to be there.
And our friend at Belleville West went to West, and he's coaching there.
Yep.
And it's pretty cool to hear you guys fulfilling your life's dream. You know, when you were in high school, you probably thought, man, it'd be pretty cool to coach here someday.
Oh, for sure. And you don't, you know, when you're in high school, you're like, yeah, I just want to get out of here, go to college. But then after you go to college, you realize how much you enjoyed the high school, how much you enjoyed the community, and then being able to go back there. And just like anything, everybody loves to win games, but the key about coaching is building the relationships with these kids, because you can't, as much you want to as a teacher, you can't build those same relationships. I mean, I spend 6 to 7 months with these kids of the year, and there's no place I'd rather be, because that's what it's all about, and making sure these kids are successful after high school.
And you're teaching history also at Belleville East?
Yep. Yeah. Cool. I mean, it keeps me busy. I mean, it keeps me busy, but I love it. I love being in the classroom too. I mean, we got great teachers in our history department, I enjoy that just as much as basketball.
Yeah. What are you teaching?
Teaching civics and world history.
You have Jordan in class?
I do not. No.
That'd be crazy.
He sees too much of me. He doesn't need to see me in class too.
That'd be crazy.
All right, Jordan. So let's get a little extra credit.
All right.
Who's the teacher? So I want you to think of a teacher right now that you can go to school tomorrow and you can say, you know what, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, I was on the Metro East Sports podcast last night talking about ball, and my teacher asked me my favorite subject in school, and I said,
man, I love all my teachers, though. I can't make it. I love all my teachers. They all be there for me. They all good people, so. It'd be hard to pick one, but
I think this young man's got a career in politics.
He does.
I love all my teachers, but I know this one teacher be high, but I don't say her name, so I got to make sure I shout out Mrs. Peters, because she a real one. So
what she teach?
She teach algebra. Nah, I ain't saying that.
There you go.
I'm a math genius or nothing. So
that's right.
That, but she kind of made me enjoy algebra a little bit. She a good person, so I ain't the best at algebra, but you know.
Well, there you go.
But I love all my teachers, though, so I hope none of them get mad. I love all my teachers. They all good.
So do you see yourself going to college first to play? Yeah, or do definitely. You see yourself just going right into some kind of professional playing career?
Nah, I want to go to college first.
Any ideas? What you want to study? What you want to do? Where you want to go? That's too far away. That'll be something you start thinking about more next year as a senior?
Well, like, I don't really know what I want to learn, or like, for real, but I think my brother into some, so I was thinking about that, but at the same time, I don't know. But yeah, I got a few schools in mind.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the Southwestern Conference next year. It's going to be loaded again.
Yep.
You expect to have the usual players back next year, and O'Fallon will be strong. East St. Louis, of course, will be strong. Edwardsville will be improved. Collinsville will be right there again, and you guys will be there again. How does the conference affect your preparation for postseason, or how does it affect your team?
Yeah, I mean, it's – people always say that it's – in that conference, it's tough, but at the same time, it's also preparing you every single conference game for the postseason. So, I mean, like Edwardsville's young. Edwardsville played 3 sophomores and 2 juniors. They're all going to be back. Belleville West was young as well. They're going to be back. Darren Lee does a great job with Collinsville. They got a couple kids back. And then East St. Louis and O'Fallon are loaded. Yeah, I mean, but we like that challenge every single year, though. Because if you win the Southwestern Conference, you have done something extremely special. And we're up for the challenge, and we know it's going to be a battle every single game, but we know it'll prepare us for the postseason.
Well, what's the trade? I think playing in the conference is a chore, you know. But I think if you can get through it and survive it, you know, iron sharpens iron. And I think the teams that come out of it, I mean, the state championships that have come out of the Southwestern Conference in basketball recently, it's unbelievable. And you talk about the talented kids against whom you play, you got to feel like that's making you better on a weekly basis.
Yeah, definitely. Because you see a lot of these guys in AAU and stuff, so you constantly playing them, and you build a relationship with them as a friendship, but it's always competitive when you see them, so you always getting their best.
What are you working on right now? What part of your game are you most trying to improve going into your senior season?
I'm just trying to be a better, like, distributor with the ball, just making sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, is involved with the game, because I know I can get myself going, but it's all about your teammates and if you can make everybody else around you better. So I really just want to be a better player, like a better teammate, and look out for the guys.
Is this guy always this positive and good? Man, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Like, does he walk it like he talks it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, Jordan's always positive. I mean, Jordan's got to be positive. I'm always yelling at him. He's got to be the one that brings it up. I mean, but no, he means, it's a maturation process through Jordan, and we've seen it firsthand because he started from a freshman year on. Like, he's realizing that, oh, man, everybody's keying on me. I mean, he was averaging 20 points a game this year, and half the teams were playing box and one on him. So he was realizing, in order to win, I might have to give the ball up there because I got two guys on me. And you could see him – he gets the game. He's got a high basketball IQ. So you could see him understanding that and getting other guys involved, because if those other guys are making shots – that gets him more open shots.
So many good players in the conference to look up to that you've played against. When you were a freshman, was E.J. Liddell already out of high school?
He was already gone.
Okay, so he was gone for a year, but you played against Rayshon.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst others. Who were some of the other great players that you've seen just in the conference just while you've been in high school?
Ray's one of them for sure. I played with Ethan Brown. He's really good. I think he's very underrated. Wes had his what's his name?
David.
Yeah, Tommy Williams.
Yeah, Tommy Williams, but it was a dude, Weller. I think his last name was Weller. He was pretty good, too.
Brendan Weller from was Edwardsville.
Or Edwardsville.
Yeah, Edwardsville. But my freshman year, West had some dude. I forgot his name. I can't think of his name, though, but he was really good. And it's just every year you're going to see somebody who's, like, really good.
McCaleb Rich from
my guy. Yeah,
East St. Louis.
Yeah, he's really good.
Outstanding.
And CJ from Eastside. And then before that, they had, like, I remember my freshman, they were stacked. They had a lot of guys, a lot of big guys, too. So, yeah.
Is it more fun for you to play against the good players, the top players?
Yeah, it is, because it's kind of like a little rivalry,
rivalry.
What's that word called? Like, bragging rights. It's like a little bragging rights, because I know these guys, like CJ and McCaleb, they're my guys. So, like, me and McCaleb on the same AAU team. So, we in the hotel, we talk about when we played them and who played better or, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Yeah, so it's just really bragging rights for real.
All right. Coach Creek, thanks so much for coming by. Jordan Pickett, congratulations on the MESPY. You guys had a great year, and I'm looking forward to watching you next year and beyond.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, guest number three tonight is from Jersey Community High School, not Jerseyville.
No.
We call it Jersey Community High School. And he is one of the most well-rounded athletes that we've had on the show, a football player, a tennis player, and a water ski jumper. So we're going to talk to Edward Roberts, but first, I want to thank Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, check out Cassens inventory in person, where they've been for 25 years, or online at Cassens.com. Cassens has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased 4 vehicles there, and I will not purchase a vehicle anyplace else, period. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassens is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. And don't forget about Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans, because he saves me money every month now, and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are low, and you need to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans, and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he'll donate $100 to the Metro East High School or Junior High team of your choice. He'll give $100 to Belleville East Basketball. He'll give $100 to Jerseyville Tennis. You name it. Just call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. All right, welcome to the show. Hot from a tennis match, Edward Roberts. Say something.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I thought you were just going to mime at me all night, Edward. No. Come on, man. All right, where do we start with you? Let's start with football.
All right.
We're playing tennis last week. I coach Edwardsville. You're playing for Dan Diamond, the famous Dan Diamond's Jerseyville Panthers. And I see this athletic kid. I'm like, dang, Dan, that you got some athletes out here. He's like, yeah, the number one kid's a quarterback. Number three player right there, Edward Roberts, he plays on the football team. What do you play?
Free safety and running back. Yeah, I started playing safety my sophomore year on the varsity team, and then junior and senior year I was able to play both ways.
Wow. So you're a two-way varsity player for the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Big, strong kid. How tall are you?
About 6'1".
Okay. And you love running the rock, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you like more, running the ball or hitting people who are carrying the ball?
I enjoy playing defense.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are a tennis player.
Yep.
How'd you get into tennis?
Well, my older brother played, and he is 2 years ahead of me in school, and I was never much of a baseball player, and I thought I'd go out and enjoy spring sport with my brother and have some fun. He said it was a great time, and so I picked it up freshman year, first year, and I've enjoyed it.
And Dan Diamond's a good guy.
Oh, I really enjoy him.
Did your football coaches ever say, Edward, maybe you ought to run track?
All the time. All the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were playful about it. They were really, you know, they were cool with me doing whatever, but my defensive back coach, Coach Madsen, he's always on me. He's like, come on, you got to run track for me, but well, I'm sticking with tennis.
You're a good tennis player.
Thank you.
Very athletic. And what's the difference? Football? Tennis? I mean, football, you hit people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hitting people in tennis.
Big difference.
But tennis is a tough sport emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
Describe it.
Tennis, you know, I don't think anyone truly understands like the mental part of tennis until you play, and I certainly didn't either. And the more intense matches I've gotten into in the past couple of years, and now in my senior year, hoping to accomplish some stuff in conference, and you definitely have to be a bit more prepared than most people think you would, and it takes a lot. And I enjoy every part of it. I like running for the ball. I like getting to a lot of balls that people don't expect me to. And
that's right.
Yeah.
That is the strength of your game. You are a super athletic counterpuncher. You get to everything.
I try.
You like to hustle, and you try to frustrate people by keeping the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, I try. It doesn't always work out. It didn't work out against your team, that's for sure. But.
You ran into Jay Dynamic, and he's a pretty good player, especially at number three.
Yeah.
But do you find that most people – just assume that tennis is going to be something that's pretty easy, and then you think, yeah, you know what? It's in a lot of ways, mentally, it's probably just as hard as football.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be out there, you know, especially when you're playing by yourself and try to stay calm if in an intense match or if you're losing, it's tough. But, like you said, I like to, stick with my strength and try and get to every ball and just kind of make shots that some people wouldn't expect me to make.
Okay. All right. But the thing that Diamond told me as we're standing there, when I'm standing there looking at this kid, looking at you playing number three singles, this strong, tall football player looking kid, and he said, you know, that kid is really a fantastic athlete. He also is a ski jumper.
Yep.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, is he going off the ramps like Eddie the Eagle at the on the snow wearing the helmet? And he's like, no. He's a water ski jumper.
Yep.
A nationally ranked water ski jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Well, my dad grew up in Alton, growing skiing on the Mississippi River in the summertime. And so as he got older, he got into water skiing and eventually water ski jumping as competition to see how far you can go. And so whenever I was about two, my older brother.
Two?
Yeah. He built a lake just south of Jerseyville. And that's where we've been living ever since.
Wait, wait. Your dad built the lake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially, you know, he could tell you a lot more about it than I could. But essentially just kind of built up a big dam on at the end of a creek and fills up over time with rainwater. And eventually got a big enough lake to go skiing on.
And okay, so, and then he builds a jump.
Yeah. Yeah, he did build the jump. And, you know, you got the course in there and everything. It's a pretty extended setup, but, yeah.
Okay. So, how old were you the first time you ski jumped?
Well, funny story about that. My dad built a miniature water ski jump for I think it was one of the first ones made just for me and my brother to start at a younger age because ski jumps are pretty large. It's about 5.5 feet tall and about 20 feet long. So if in the middle of a lake for a little kid to be going over, that's pretty big. So he started with like a half-size one when I was four. I went over for the first time.
Four years old.
Yeah.
Most kids at four are just barely starting soccer or baseball, t-ball, maybe. Even that's 2 years before kindergarten.
Yeah.
That's really young.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play other sports when you were four?
I got into swimming. I was a big swimmer whenever I was younger, around the age of five.
Yeah.
But
if you're going off a ski jump and you can't swim,
yeah,
your career is not going to last very long.
Yeah. I got into swimming at a pretty young age as well.
Amazing. Okay. So the sport of water ski jumping, is it all about how far you go?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many jumps do you get in a typical competition?
Oh, we get three. And so whenever you're going, you kind of approach the ramp. You're going pretty fast. You have the option to pass if, you know, you're unbalanced, something doesn't feel right. And so you can let go of the rope and you're able to ski around the jump, set in the water. They pick you up and you get that counts as one of your three.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to be dialed in. You want to like pay attention. You want to be prepared to hopefully hit the jump all three times to give yourself the best chance to get a good distance.
Is it the accumulative average, or is it the longest jump?
One singular jump.
Okay. You get three cracks at it,
yep.
And the longest jump wins.
Yeah. It makes for some pretty entertaining competition whenever you have someone out there and it's down to the last jump and they have to go a certain distance to win, and you know they're going to go for it. And yeah, it's fun to watch.
Okay. Now, we talked about what people don't understand about tennis, about how mentally tough you have to be to win a tennis match. What does this sport take that people don't understand?
You know, really good decision making. It's a dangerous sport. And I think you have to kind of understand limitations and understand when you're putting yourself in a dangerous position. You know, the jump is only so wide, and you can hit it on the left side, you can hit it towards down the right side. And if you're a little too far to the right, skis don't get on the jump, you hit the side of it. And I'm traveling about 55 to 60 miles an hour myself whenever I'm hitting the jump. So it takes pretty good, you know, awareness and kind of, you know, being able to make a quick decision on if I should do this right now or not. And then that's most of the mental game. But, you know, physically, people like to think, man, you must have really strong legs to be able to hit a jump and absorb it. But over time, it's more about body positioning and balance, and it doesn't hit you too hard.
Is it scary?
It can be. Yeah. It gets the heart beating pretty fast at times watching or doing it, really. But, it has some consequences at times. I've had a couple of tough crashes. My brother has had some as well, and they're scary to watch, but most of the time you end up, you know, maybe getting the wind knocked out of you, but there can be some bigger injuries at times.
Have you seen videos of yourself?
Yeah.
With the tough crashes?
Yeah. Me and my brother like to video each other just about every time. So whatever the outcome is, we can watch it and learn from it, and we'll go frame by frame, critique it, and see what we can improve on.
Who drives the boat?
My dad is drove the boat for me and my brother growing up a lot, but we're at the age now where me and my brother and my neighbor is 1 year older than my brother, so 3 years older than me. We all ski jump. And we can all drive for each other, and we can have one person driving, one person riding in the boat, and then watching, and then one person skiing. And it's a fun time.
I wonder if you can get me up on skis if I went out to your private little lake.
I bet we could.
It sounds like fun. I think everybody would love to see me crash on your lake. I think that sounds like something that everybody would love. And I'll tell you what no one loves, and that's waiting in line at the DMV. And now you don't have to. Go see the state-certified experts at Rosenthal License Service for all your licensing needs, including title work for cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, like the one that drags you around the lake when you ski jump, campers, RVs, and trailers. Located in Edwardsville in the Montclair Shopping Plaza, right across from the DMV, Rosenthal is a local-owned, local family-owned business that has been serving the Metro East for more than 80 years with fast, friendly service. And they can help you if you need a money order or a notary public. So the next time you need to renew your sticker, save time with a quick and easy visit to my friends at Rosenthal License Service, or give them a call at 656-6163. Go tell Francis and John I sent you. Okay, what's the worst injury you've had?
I would probably say football season this past year, I broke my collarbone.
Oof.
Yeah, it was I kind of damaged it in practice leading up to the first game, had to miss the first 2 weeks, played the third game, thought I was good, practice going up to the fourth one, I re-injured it, tried to play through it, and eventually ended up breaking it in one of our games. That was pretty tough.
How about the worst ski jumping injury?
I bruised my lung one time. Really just kind of got the wind knocked on me pretty hard and was coughing up a little blood, which raised some concerns.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother has had one worse. He had to get his spleen removed last year, which was probably one of the worst ones I've heard of.
What's his first name?
Will. Will Roberts.
Will Roberts.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, so your current national ranking is?
And I just got moved up to an older age division, so I'm not completely sure. This past year, whenever I was in the under 18 division, I was ranked third behind my brother, who was first, and then behind him was one more kid, and then me.
Okay, so third in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And how many of these competitions are you doing annually?
I would say probably about five.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets tough, especially playing a spring sport. A lot of kids throughout the country will maybe have a couple tournaments in the springtime as it starts to get a bit warmer, but I typically don't even get out on the water until late May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
About five a year. And where are these events?
We have some at our house on our lake. Maybe every other summer. I don't think we're going to have one this year. Nationals will typically be somewhere around, you know, we've had it at Texas, Florida, Idaho's the farthest I've gone for that, but it has been in Kansas one time, so a bit closer. And then there are multiple locations in Illinois that have private lakes like the one that my dad developed that have tournaments that they host.
I feel like there's one that I see off Highway 55. I feel like there's somebody that I've seen that has a ski jump, and I think, wow, somebody does that right off 55?
Where's 55?
Highway 55, it's what you take to go to Chicago?
Is it right by Decatur?
Maybe.
Yep, there's a ski. That's where we have a tournament probably every year. It's, yeah, right off the highway, west of Decatur.
82, maybe, off Highway 82.
I feel like
I've seen it. So when's your next one? You know?
I just focused
on tennis right now.
Yeah, I don't think I have any upcoming till probably June time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you going to keep doing this after you graduate high school? Your plan is to keep ski jumping.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to be going to the University of Alabama, and I'm going to be on their ski team jumping for them. And that's where my brother goes. It's where my neighbor's going right now. So we've got three kids from Dow, Illinois, skiing on the University of Alabama's water ski team jumping.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to have all three of you on the podcast.
Oh, they would love that.
That would be so fun. That would be so fun. Three boys from Jersey, from Dow.
Yeah, all went to Jersey Community High School.
Okay, so you went to Jersey Community High School, but you're from Dow. Three boys on the ski jumping team at Alabama.
Yeah. It's a great time. It's going to be a great time.
That's going to be fun. What are you going to study?
Civil engineering.
That's what Dan said. Dan said you're smart.
I'm not all that smart, but I...
Well, if you're going to get into civil engineering, you can't be dumb.
I like to think I'm not dumb.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. what would you say to somebody that wants to get into ski jumping?
Ooh, start with the right people. Just reach out to someone that likes to do it, like myself. That's not too many people know someone that's in water ski jumping, but we love showing people the sport, teaching people how to ski. If you want to come out and ski, we'd be happy to teach you, show you the ways. But we don't have to send you over the jump.
I'll give it a crack if you want me to. Have you ever done any kind of like other tricks, like not ski jumping, but just water skiing? Because there's a lot of water skiing in the area. I know that what is it, just north of Edwardsville, Holiday Shores has a big active ski club.
Yeah,
you do any of that kind of stuff?
Ski show is a little different than like competitive water skiing. What I do is competitive water skiing has three aspects: water ski jumping, which is what I'm more proficient in, and that's what we like to focus on. But we also slalom, which is similar to, if you imagine, snow ski slaloming, kind of going around, and then tricking, which is similar to wakeboarding, even more better analogy, gymnastics, where there are levels of tricks worth more points. And yeah,
you do any of that stuff?
Yep.
Oh, you do all the, you do all three?
I do all three, yeah.
Okay. So when you go to Alabama, are you going to do all three?
I think I'll be jumping, and I might be on the slalom team for them, but they have people that specialize in the other events that'll be on the team for the other events.
At Alabama, it's not BYOB, right?
BYOB is in...
Bring your own boat.
Bring your own boat.
What else would it be?
I don't know. You had me there. But no, they have a team boat that they get a new one each year, yeah.
Cool. All right. So what is the farthest jump you've ever done? What's your PR?
174 feet.
I didn't expect that.
Didn't expect that?
I didn't expect.
Did you hope farther?
No. I thought about 30, 40 feet.
Mm-mm.
174 feet.
Yep.
Can I see you on YouTube? Can I search for Edward Roberts on YouTube and see videos of you doing this?
Yeah. There are all kinds of people. I'm not sure if there are any recent YouTube videos of me. You could probably pull up the one of me whenever I was four. We posted my first ever. It's a little blurry, as you can imagine, a camera that was in 2007. But, my brother Will probably has some more recent videos of him up on YouTube. And, water ski jumping, and get the general gist of it from anyone.
I want a video of you. I want to post a video of you water ski jumping.
I have plenty on my phone.
On our social media.
Yeah, I want people to see you
flying over 170 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And how high are you?
That doesn't get measured, but you can estimate it probably at the peak around 20, 25 feet. Someone might be calling me out on that, but that's my guess.
So I asked Bubba Paris, who's a international motocross star. I said, "What are you thinking when you are up in the air flying?" Because I would just be terrified.
Yeah.
I said, "What are you thinking?" Because I'm just trying to, honestly, I'm just relaxing because I don't have to like brake. I don't have to turn. It's like, that's his relaxed time. What are you thinking as you're flying in the air? Are you thinking about, I got to get my skis down? Am I?
Everything in that sense is pretty muscle memory. I would say, I wouldn't say I'm relaxed, but I would say that I'm not really thinking about anything in particular. I just kind of have, like, my body does its thing. When I get in the air, I kind of push on top of my skis and kind of lean forward a little bit, like a snow ski jumper, pretty similar air form. But no, I'd say my mind's pretty blank in the air, just kind of enjoying it.
What kind of off-water training do you do to prepare for the sport?
Football, basketball, and tennis.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't get too much.
Did you play basketball this year?
Yeah.
I forgot that. I don't know that I knew that. You played varsity basketball at Jersey also.
Mm-hmm.
So great. So you played all three sports and you do the ski jumping thing. So you're really kind of a four sport athlete, really.
I guess you could say that.
Good for you. So what position do you play in basketball?
A guard. We play four around one. So just like one of the four guards, wing. Edwardsville happened to be one of our better games this year.
Yeah. Good old Stoat Reeder.
Yeah.
Coach Stoat Reeder. He was a friend of the show. He was the first guest from Jersey that we had on the show. Fantastic guy.
Yeah.
Love Stoat. And he coached tennis also.
He does. Yeah. I've never gotten to spend much time with him in the sport of tennis, but.
Love Stoat Reeder.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Good. And what did you learn from Stoat Reeder?
Oh, so much stuff. I was really new to the sport of basketball as a freshman, and I learned a lot quickly as in my, not as much in my freshman year, but when I got to the varsity level, kind of started to get more of the idea of around plays and spacing and stuff. But Coach Reeder is a great guy, and you can learn a lot about, you know, life, how to treat people, how to act, how to talk. We have a lot of great conversations on the bus ride. I really enjoy them.
Oh, that's cool. Good for you for being a three-sport athlete at Jersey Community High School.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to give you the chance to get a little extra credit with one of your teachers tomorrow.
Oh.
So you're going to get to go to school tomorrow, and you're going to get to say, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. Last night I was on this podcast talking to this guy, and it's the Metro Esports podcast, everybody's favorite podcast. You probably heard of it, I'm sure. But the point is, he asked me my favorite class, and I said,
calculus.
Calculus.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you're going to go to school and you're going to tell Mr. or Mrs.
Mrs. Kaptanovich.
Mrs. Kaptanovich, mm-hmm. that her calc class is where it's at. What do you love about that class?
I got some friends in there.
You're not goofing around during class, are you, Edward?
I have to a little bit at times.
Edward!
But no, you know, it makes sense to me. I haven't struggled with it too much. And yeah, I mean, it's laid back. I enjoy it.
You are a smart kid. They wouldn't let me in calculus. All right, Edward. Well, good luck. Roll Tide. Can I get a Roll Tide out of you?
Roll Tide, I guess.
I want all three. I want all three of the ski jumpers back on the podcast. Should we do it before y'all go? When is the ski jump season?
Summertime. We'll all
for Alabama.
Oh, for Alabama, fall and spring, but majority fall is when the big stuff happens.
Should we do it Thanksgiving after you've had the fall, or should we do it going into the season?
I think they'd have a lot of great things to say this summer because they're already 2 and 3 years into jumping at Alabama, and they can talk to me about it. All right. I think it'd be cool.
So before you boys head off to Tuscaloosa,
yeah,
this fall, you have to come in and we'll do an interview so we can talk to all three Crimson Tide ski jumping heroes before y'all head off to school.
That'd be awesome.
Sounds great. All right. Edward, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, big thanks to our guests tonight. Jeff Creek, Jordan Pickett, of course, Jen Schaller of Runwell, and Edward Roberts of Jersey Community High School. And for partners, Cassin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blassingame, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, Oakbrook Golf Club, and Rosenthal License and Title Services. Our engineers, Brian Kroc and Everett Hicks. Thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.